Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Spanish Prime Minister says he will not rule out using constitutional powers to take away Catalonia's autonomous status if the region declares independence. VOA's Steve Miller reports on protests on the streets of many of Spain's cities.
Tens of thousands took to the streets of Spain in pro-unity rallies. This as political tensions rise over calls for Catalonian independence. Spain's Prime Minister, Mariano Rajoy, has said he won't negotiate unless the push for independence is scrapped. Meanwhile, Catalonia's secessionist leader, Charles Puigdemont, has announced he will make an address to Catalonia's regional parliament on Tuesday. Puigdemont had planned to declare independence as early as Monday before Spain's constitutional court blocked that sitting of parliament.
VOA's Steve Miller reporting. Explosions at a natural gas station in Accra rocked the Ghanaian capital, causing a massive fire that forced residents to flee. Reuters reporting there have been casualties, according to the Deputy Information Minister. Ghana's National Fire Service spokesperson told the French news agency AFP that a tanker delivering natural gas to a petrol station caused the explosions. The explosions launched a huge fireball into the sky. Hurricane Nate has made landfall near the mouth of the Mississippi River along the U.S. Gulf Coast. Storm moving so fast that it likely will minimize its damage. Nate's winds have decreased to about 85 kilometers per hour and are expected to further weaken as it travels over land. Of most concern is the storm surge, which could bring 3-meter-high water swells on shore. In Wake, 25 people died in Central America. This is VOA News. Australians have handed in 51,000 weapons during the first national gun amnesty in more than 20 years, the government saying the amnesty has helped reduce the risk of firearms falling into the hands of terrorists and criminals. We get the latest now from Phil Mercer in Sydney.
Authorities in Australia believe the 3-month gun amnesty that ran through September 30 has made the country safer since a mass shooting in the state of Tasmania in 1996. It's estimated that there are about 260,000 unregistered weapons in Australia, which has some of the world's toughest gun control measures. Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull says the measures are critical to Australian society.
Now, it's vitally important that we maintain our gun control laws. They are among the strictest in the world. We've seen the shocking tragedy in Las Vegas. The killer there had a collection of semi-automatic weapons, which a person in his position would simply not be able to acquire in Australia.
Anyone found with an unregistered firearm in Australia now faces up to 14 years in prison or a heavy fine. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
U.S. Vice President Mike Pence visited Las Vegas to express solidarity with the residents and visitors shaken by last Sunday's mass shooting at a country music concert that left 50 people dead, nearly 500 wounded. Meantime, U.S. federal agents have begun removing from the scene the shooting of personal belongings concert goers left behind when they fled from the bullet spraying into the crowd at the hand of Stephen Paddock, who later killed himself. Investigators continue to explore the possible motives of the 64-year-old shooter. Kevin McMahill is with the local sheriff's office.
We do not still have a clear motive or reason why. I can assure you that we are aware of all aspects of this case, to include the rumor, innuendo, and supposition by many in the public. And I get it. We all want answers.
Investigators have found that Stephen Paddock planned the attack meticulously, choosing carefully his hotel room and modifying a dozen guns to enable him to fire rapidly like an automatic weapon. In a challenge to President Vladimir Putin on his 65th birthday, protesters rallied across Russia, heeding opposition leader Alexei Navalny's call to pressure authorities into letting him enter the presidential race. Police allowed demonstrators in Moscow to rally near the Kremlin in an apparent desire to avoid marring Mr. Putin's birthday with a crackdown. Get more news at our website, voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.